Iraqi government troops backed by tribesmen and volunteer forces have launched a major operation to clear up several areas close to the holy city of Samarra of ISIL militants. This is part of government efforts to prevent any possible attack by ISIL on Samarra, as the city itself has remained safe so far due to heavy military deployment, Press TV Somaleski explains.
How secure is Iraq's holy city of Samarra as militants advance closer to its vicinity? Now, over the past few days, ISI militants have been able to take over parts of the regions of Ishaqi and Dudu'iya, which lie south of the holy city of Samarra. They're also present, we're hearing, in the desert regions to the east and west of Samarra, and to the north, they have full control of the Iraqi city of Tikrit. Now, all this has raised concern among Iraqi officials. In fact, a representative of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, as well as Iraqi Shia cleric Muqtada al-Assad, have asked Iraqi forces, as well as volunteers, to be prepared and to prevent ISI militants from getting any closer to the holy city of Samarra. In fact, today, a huge military operation has been launched by security forces, volunteers and tribesmen to clear the area of Balad, which, as you can see, is very close to Dudu'iya and Ishaqi. And this is seen as the government's attempt to clear these areas close to Samarra completely of militants. Now, this is taking place when Samarra itself is pretty secure, as there's a huge presence of security forces as well as volunteers inside who are virtually blocking all the entrances and preventing any militants from getting inside. You can see the yellow lines here, the pathways that are considered secure and have been secured by Iraqi security forces. But the question now is, why would the ISIL want to launch an attack against Samarra or against its holy places? The concern now, we could also add here, is that although the militants cannot get inside Samarra as of now, there is the concern that they may launch bombings against the holy shrines, which were targeted back in 2006. And that event actually led Iraq to the brink of civil war. As we mentioned earlier, why would the ISIL want to launch an attack on the holy city of Samarra when it knows it's so well protected? Well, a lot of political observers say that this is a tactic used by the ISIL. They want to attract attention to iconic cities like Samarra every now and then so they can advance in their militancies elsewhere. In fact, they say they've already captured more areas in the western province of Anbar. So religious officials and holy shrines have been targeted in the past as a result of this tactic.